Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me. Let's explore the concept of change in action in our lives this morning. It's a very important subject to explore within yourself, primarily because, as has been said many times, the only thing in the universe that will never change is change. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, I point out on page 45, people who live and move and have their being from dualism of world mind thinking fear the higher level clarity of the mystic mind, thinking from oneness. World mind thinkers rebel at the discipline required to conform to the higher aspirations that is above and beyond anything they have ever known. Everyone conforms to something, even if it is to nonconformity. There is a human tendency to form judgments about life and everything in it, and then to conform to that judgment. People form judgments about what they are capable of being, what they're capable of doing, what they're capable of demonstrating. Many times they do not even contemplate a life beyond their past. In The Creative Process of the Individual, Thomas Troard wrote, "Relying on the maxim that principle is not bound by precedent, we should not limit our expectations of the future. A principle dispossessed of restriction will heal, harmonize, and prosper everything." When we know this truth and unfold from it, we discover the glory of living with a positive purpose. We find ourselves releasing limitation, producing thoughts of bitterness, jealousy, hurt feelings, irritation, or resentment. We do so without stress as we celebrate our self-esteem, self-confidence, and courage. If we adopt this awareness, we must also learn to keep our living fully in the presence of infinite love. We can learn to substitute active love for everything unlike it. We can rule out the negative and give birth to the affirmative when we let go and let God. Now, how do we do this? Dr. Ernest Holmes, in the wonderful Science of Mind textbook on page 578, points out, "The one cause back of all never changes, but it constantly creates form, and so we perceive a changing form within that which is changeless. Change is inevitable, or there would be no meaning of an idea. There would be no meaning of a tree or a plant or you or me or anyone. Why? We are all evolving from where we have been to where we can be, and everything in nature is also doing this. When we cooperate with this, we begin to understand that the now that we're in, as the Zen Buddha so beautifully expressed, the now that we're in, what is exactly in front of us, what is directly in front of us, is that which we need to give our best to. And as we do, it is the best moving forward and experiencing change. We should understand that behind every change is the everlasting changeless reality or divine intelligence in which we are always anchored or part of." Now, somebody says, "Well, can I rely on this?" Yes, you can. We can rely upon this spirit of God in us. How? Through every stage of our development, through every stage of our positive growth, through every stage of our experience of turning knowledge into wisdom, to spiritualize the intellect and allow ourselves to move forward, celebrating the best of self. It has been said that time does not pass, rather it is we who pass through time. Well, if this is true, and the celebration of this truth becomes our way, we begin to find ourselves free from stress, relaxing into this understanding, knowing that as we pass through this experience we call time, we greet and bid farewell to people, places, and things, to circumstances, to experiences in our life, to the wonderful events of our lifetime, our marriage, the birth of our children, the passing of dear friends or relatives or people we love on to the next experience. Our challenge is not whether we're going to do this or not, but how we're going to do it. And when we choose to be the best in action, we find ourselves walking forward in life through every change, celebrating our unique divinity and what happens. Spirit within us as us, which is changeless, greets the moment that we're in from love, through love, to love. We can bring our thought, if we so choose, more and more in alignment with wisdom. We can observe ourselves and then discover how to observe ourselves, observing ourselves. And as we pay attention to the truth of ourselves, knowing it is greater than anything we're moving through, we honor the age-old lesson, when you know what and who you are, you can move through anything and be unmoved by it. When we are in this state of consciousness, we can meet the events of our life, the circumstance of our life. We can do it in such a way that from the best to the less than best, from the most beautiful to the ugly, from anything that is happening, whether it's troublesome or stress-free, we can do it with a sense of integrity, control, and security, and know there is an answer if the world calls what we're moving through a problem. There is something within us that knows what to do and how to do it. And when we are in unity with it, which we can be at a moment's notice, we discover that divine spirit as us, divine spirit as you and me, is the realization of the power of the moment we're in. We can bring our thoughts more and more in alignment to its wisdom. We can know that its highest good is our highest good, your highest good, right now. Then what happens? We begin to meet our experience in such a way that the infinite intelligent self that we are, this changeless source in which all things are complete and perfect, has its being, and as we recognize it as us, as our true identity, we discover a security, a sense of positive self-esteem beyond anything we've ever known before. Now, as you move through your chain of passing experiences and circumstance and events which you experience, as I move through the events I experience, our challenge is to do what? Is to put our faith in its wisdom and let go and let God. Not make God, beg God, beseech God, make a deal with God, but to understand that we have the opportunity this very day to choose to give the best of ourselves to every person, place, thing in our life, to our work, our play, our home, our family, our children, everything that we're involved in full faith, you can accept today. In full faith, you can accept the action moving through your experience that will turn anything that looks less than beautiful into the beautiful, but it starts with you. How do you do it? You clarify your mind, you heal negative thinking, you renew your own thoughts and experience not only a self-renewal, but a renewal in your definition of every person, place, and thing in your life. And then at that moment, you can freely and gratefully respond to this sustaining power that is within you. In Psalms 139, 9 and 10, listen to these words. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. There's something within you that knows what to do. There's something within you, my friends, that knows how to do it. And that something is love. When Jesus was asked, what is God? He said, God is love. Now, if God is infinite and it's love and it only had itself to make you out of, then the truth of you is love. And when you think as love thinks, All of a sudden, new thoughts begin to appear. One of the great Catholic mystics of all time, Meister Eckhart, the Catholic Bishop of Germany, said these words, "I never give God thanks for loving me because he cannot help it. Whether he would or not is not in his nature." You see, this power is love. It is the power of yes. It is the power of infinite intelligence. It cannot help loving its creation. Other than that, all we need to know that every day it is our opportunity to give thanks for its love and accept it and express it as our way, as our event. We, at that moment, are in harmony. And isn't that what you're looking for? I don't care who you are or what you're doing. I know this morning you would all like more harmony in your life. And you do this by becoming harmonious with your own nature. In harmony with my own nature, I can do this and you can do this and we can do this. How? Well, you can do it by understanding that infinite intelligence in us, as us, is us, that we were created in its image, that the individual, if we look at them, just observe the people around you. Anyone you see who hates or criticizes and fears is against themselves. Hate can only wipe out the hater. It is not expressing your full nature when you do this, your true nature when you do this. When you love, what happens? Love for infinite life, God, love for all of your fellow beings, everyone, everywhere, no exception, is the manifestation of harmony. It is the natural law of the universe. Love is the law. Love never hurts. What does it do then? It heals. Think about it. Love never fears. Love is confident. Love never judges. It understands. This is the way infinite life loves us, because it is us, and it must be the way of our love for everyone else, for our friends, our family, our neighbors, our work, our play. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in Exploring the Principle of Love on page 478 of the Science Mind textbook, says these words, "Love is the central flame of the universe, nay, the very fire itself. Love is self-givingness through creation, the impartation of the divine through the human." 1 John 4:19 affirms the same thing. We love him because he first loved us. We love universal intelligence, infinite mind, infinite love. Why? Because it loved us so much that it experienced us as a unique expression of itself. It created us out of itself. So today, my friends, I have a challenge for you. And the challenge is to know that the infinite cannot help loving its creation. Give thanks for this. Be confident about it. Move forward as this confidence in action. And what happens to you? You're not only loving, you're becoming lovable. And I got news for you. People love to be around lovable people.
This is Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. A few months ago, I discovered the most amazing book entitled Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings, edited by Thomas J. McFarlane. This collection juxtaposes modern science with ancient Eastern thought and shows how both paths lead us to truth. If you are interested in physics, metaphysics, Eastern spirituality, or all of the above, you do not want to miss my new 4-week class based on Einstein and Buddha, The Parallel Sayings. Class meets tonight, Wednesday, October 14th, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Please feel free to drop in and sample the class for no charge whatsoever. We would love to have you. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
If we are speaking from the standpoint of spirit, then there can be no opposition to it, said Dr. Holmes on page 160 of the Science of Mind textbook. Probably the heart's desire of all humanity is to be loved. Not only to be loved, but to be appreciated by the people, places, and things around them. Now, how do we go about doing this? Very simple. We need to stop playing deceptive games with ourselves. We need to allow ourselves to understand that to play deceptive games, to be something you are not, to attract attention, only does what? It only offers a momentary satisfaction. I think the happiest people I know are the people who know who they are, act from that understanding, and then give as they are, and don't run around trying to be everybody else. When we do this, when we allow ourselves to move higher than momentary satisfaction in this thing called life, momentary satisfaction with our event, all of a sudden we discover that our pretense, whatever it is soon discovered, it is unveiled, and then we begin to, if you observe people that go through this, they begin to experience an emotional letdown. They begin to feel less than secure in this thing called life. And the challenge is, if that is happening, to turn it around in such a way that even though you might think it is difficult to just be yourself, maybe the great freedom that exists within you in being natural is ready, willing, and able to come forth. Maybe that's the divine urge within you. You see, you and I are already total beings. And if we are accepting or desiring or feeling the need for expanding our relationships in this thing called life, we begin by improving our relationship with ourselves. If you desire a companion or a personal relationship, then what you need to do is picture yourself with the right person doing all the wonderful things you would do with them and celebrating yourself, and then observe how you feel doing that and be that feeling now before that person, place, or thing shows up. Be the kind of person people would want to have in their life. Be the kind of person that people love to be around, and the reason you need to be that kind of person is because you're around you all day long, every day, 24/7. There you are. You know, what was the thing? Wherever I am, there I am. You see, the I am that you are deserves something wonderful after it when you define the I am as you. Divine mind is ever present within you, my friends. You don't have to force it. All you have to do is, again, as I said before, let go and let spirit flow through you and flow from you to all of its glory around you. God is love. God is spirit. Spirit is love. One is the other. All is one. There's not God in something else. So when you know this and know you know it, you find yourself freely and lovingly alive in this thing called life, not just existing, but living. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm glad and I rejoice in it. Can you say that today? Can you affirm that today? John 10:38, the Father is in me and I am in him. Now you can get the gender out of there. Infinite life is in me and I am in it. So be alive today. Be alive in the continuous recognition of your oneness with life, with infinite life, infinite mind, which does what? It expresses through you as you at the level of your understanding, and it is the storehouse of love you have probably only partially opened, no matter how much you love, because no matter how much you've loved, there's that much more to let out in this thing called life. So my challenge to you today is to give more love into and as everything you undertake today, everything that you attempt to do today, everything that you accept as your experience today. When you choose to do this, what you're doing is you're personalizing the love you know is true of you. You're giving it, and love returns to you by way of the experience. Now, what if you can start your day this morning affirming, my joy is boundless. My joy is boundless. Think about it. If you let the boundless experience of joy. Think as you the surge of inspiration that is possible for you today begins to flood your mind. You find yourself channeling that awareness into every constructive pathway in your life today. Now, I'm going to tell you who's going to appreciate it. Your associates will appreciate it. They will find your positive creativity something they can celebrate. Now, I'm talking about personal associations, husband, wife, children. I'm talking about people you work with. I'm talking about people that are driving down the freeway with you. See, when you let go and know that every pathway you move through today, you let yourself move forward on today, that pathway is what? It is a constructive pathway centered in love if you choose to let it be. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, my beautiful wife, Reverend Dr. Cynthia Neal, designed the cover. It is absolutely wonderful. And what it is exploring, if you look at the picture on the cover, is the ability we have to take the road less traveled, the path less traveled. You see, deep within, you have the opportunity to feel assured that your intentions today are centered in love. Your intentions are divine. All you have to do at this point is trust this wonderful everything within your life, this wonderful intelligence that created you out of itself. Honor its creativity as you let your talent release into the world. Why? Because it is your life and you deserve it. You deserve the best. Therefore, you deserve to give the best. Be delighted today. Delighted in observing change, observing changes in your experience, your attitude toward them. Why? Because of what you are. And when you know what you are in truth, you cannot be anything but lovable. Now, if you want this experience to multiply itself as an ongoing experience, today is your opportunity to affirm your celebration for your own enlightenment and be grateful for it. Today, I am grateful for what I know I am, and I know and know I know that the best in me as me knows what to do and how to do it. I now let go and let it do it. I now, as Emerson said, get my bloated nothingness, and you hear me use this all the time, bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine spirit. That's Emerson's quote. You see, you are a divine potential, my friends, a potential that has no limit. In a wonderful book Dr. Ernest Holmes wrote called Words That Heal Today, on page 121, he says these words, "Our spiritual hand already is placed in the hand of the Heavenly Father. It is our human hands that are weak." But what if you let go and let this power in you, this power for good that knows what to do and how to do it, let it be your way? Dr. Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook, man is unfolding from a limitless potential, but can bring into his or her experience only that which they can conceive. Conceive yourself as higher, healthier. If somewhere along your life path, you or someone else convinced you that you are here to suffer, that you don't deserve, that you are some kind of limitation in this thing called life, understand that your belief in that idea at the time probably seemed appropriate. I would like this morning, if nothing else, to make you listening to this program worthwhile by waking you up to your own potential and know that you can at any moment rethink yourself from love, through love, to love. If you find yourself using only part of your capabilities, and, you know, think about it. How many of you out there have felt a capability churning within you that you're not paying attention to, a talent that you're not paying attention to? See, it's possible for you to move into the celebration of that talent and remove the anxiety of not expressing it. You can do this when you do what? when you start working on your potential by understanding the power that you are, the intelligence, creativity, and talent that you are. Don't just sit and pray. Get up and do something. Now, the ideas I present on this program every time it's on the air are ideas that are designed to wake you up to that potential. My entire book is focused on waking you up to that potential. We would like to invite you to our Sunday morning celebrations at 9:30 and 11:30. Come and experience a lesson on Sunday morning. Start your week in a positive way. Every Wednesday morning, start your day in a positive way. And if you do, you will discover every week that you are not too young, you're not too old. Why? Because spirit, which you are, is ageless. No matter what you've tried to do and didn't do in the past, that's only a launching pad into what you can do and can be. Past experiences, past challenges that you've had in your life are ready to be where they are in the past, and you can take the wisdom out of it. You know, it's just as important to know what to do as to know what not to do, or vice versa, know what not to do as to do. You see, when you celebrate yourself in the now, all of a sudden you recognize you're not fenced in with your old ideas of yourself. Once you give up your reason for being there, past experiences can become, again, launching pads, and you find yourself doing something wonderful. And what you're doing is trusting the divine intelligence that is in your every thought, and you're letting it guide and protect you into becoming more than you have ever conceived of yourself being before. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning. Inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. If you have enjoyed Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, you might like to know this radio program is based on his book by the same title. To download a free chapter from his book, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the-book. This radio program is made possible by the generous donations of our members and listeners. If you would like to support Dr. J. Scott Neal's presence on the air, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org and click the button on the right-hand side that says Contribute Online. All donations, of course, are tax deductible. We appreciate you listening and invite you to join us every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST Radio, 1450 AM.